Oregon Government Ethics Commission to order. Beginning with comments from the chair, I would like to thank our guests in attendance for bearing with us. We are trying to get a quorum. We're down a few commissioners today, so thank you for that. And Commissioner Edwards, thank you for joining us by phone in light of the traffic situation out there this morning. So let's begin with approval of the minutes of our last meeting. So hopefully everyone's had an opportunity to look at those. And unless anyone has any questions or comments on those,
move approval.
Okay, we have a motion to approve minutes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Okay. All right, moving on then to our consent calendar. Are there any items on the consent calendar that any of the commissioners want to remove? Okay. All right, hearing none, I will entertain a motion then that we approve consent calendar.
So moved.
Okay, so moved. All in favor of approving the consent calendar, say aye.
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 Any opposed? All right. With that then, do you want to move into executive session or shall we continue on with the public?
We can go ahead and continue on.
Okay.
She's at Woodburn. She'll be here.
Okay. Very good.
Half hour.
Yeah.
All right. Well, with that, we will move on to item number 17, Jeff Bissonnette. So can we get a staff report on this?
Yes, Chair. So a lot of, if you see, it's a second violation. They racked up $1,400. I'm looking at 10%. They also had a past violation in the second quarter of 2016. So this is the second violation is a lot of it. So 10%, $140.
Okay. Any questions for staff? Yes, Mr. Fiskin.
Not a question for staff, but out of an abundance of caution, I would simply indicate that I do know Mr. Bissonnette previously better than I do today, but I don't think that prevents me from acting.
Okay, thank you. All right.
I move that we adopt the staff recommendation.
Okay. We have a motion. Any discussion on the motion? All right. With that, we'll go to a roll call vote.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Mr. Edwards.
Oh. Aye.
Mr. Piskum.
Aye.
Mr. King.
Aye.
Mr. Mason is absent. Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes.
Okay. Item number 18, Cura Cannabis Solutions.
I'm just trying to remember what I do here. So, Kathy, maybe you can help me out a little bit here. So, we have fourth quarter 2017 and first quarter 19. The $1,270, has that been paid? $1,250, has that been paid before?
Neither violation has been paid. The 17 for $20 did not get paid. And then it's adding to the Q1 19 for $1,250.
Okay, I'd probably revise my recommendation. I'd probably recommend a letter of ed for the fourth quarter of 2017 and give them 10% on the first quarter of 19 for $125.
Okay.
Move approval of staff's revised recommendation of $120.
$125. Okay. All right. We have a motion for a letter of education for quarter four, 2017, and $125 fine for quarter one, 2019. Any discussion on the motion? Okay. Seeing none, we'll go to a roll call vote.
Mr. Starr?
Aye.
Mr. Edwards?
Aye.
Mr. Fiskum?
Aye.
Mr. Keene?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right. Moving on to item 19, Dennis Thomas.
Yes, Chair, it's another second violation. I put down a minimum of $50. This has been kind of the commission's wishes in the past to have a minimum of $50. So we had a letter of education back in prior year, it looks like. They were late that year.
So. Any questions for staff? I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval of the staff recommendation on item number 19, our agenda.
Okay. There is a motion to approve staff recommendation. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll go to a roll call vote.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Keen.
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right. Item number 20, Andrew Clark.
Yes, Chair. So in 2018, I had a $50 penalty that was unpaid, and now in 2019, $860. So my recommendation is a letter of ed for 2018 and $100 fine, 10% rounded up from $86 to $100, so $100 for 2019 for the SEI late filing.
So I do have a question on this. So the 2018 $50 fine, you're proposing that the letter of ed be substituted for that $50 unpaid fine?
Yeah, he never asked for any kind of mediation at that point, and so that fine was just sitting there. He filed again late in 2019, so this cleans them both up by giving his first violation a letter of ed, his second violation a 10%.
Okay.
Rounded up.
All right. Any questions for staff? I'll entertain a motion.
Move approval of staff recommendation.
Okay. We have a removal to motion to approve staff recommendation. Any discussion? Okay. We'll go to roll call vote.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Keen.
Aye.
And Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
Okay, item 21.
Okay, number 21, this is another SEI file that was filed timely in 16 and 17. However, in 18, they were late by 11 days, and in 19, late by 16 days. And so my proposal is a letter of ed for 2018 and a $50 penalty for 2019.
Okay, any questions for staff? I'll entertain a motion.
Move staff recommendation.
Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, we'll go to roll call vote.
Commissioner Fiskum.
Aye.
Commissioner Keen.
Aye.
Commissioner Starr.
Aye.
Commissioner Edwards.
Aye.
Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously.
All right. We'll move on to stipulated final orders. Item number 22.
Okay. We got a call, conference call.
Can we do that?
Are we unable to do that with?
Yeah, maybe we should come back.
Okay, we'll come back to that one. Okay. All right, so with that, we will then go to item 23, Andrew Anderson, stipulated final order.
Chair Sosa, commissioners. Item 23 is a stipulated final order for Andy Anderson. The Commission considered the preliminary review report in this matter at its May meeting and voted to open an investigation. As mentioned, when we presented that preliminary review, Mr. Anderson was very cooperative and expressed interest in reaching a settlement. Mr. Anderson acknowledges that in 2016, 2017, and 2018, as mayor of the city of Morrow, he failed to disclose potential and actual conflicts of interest arising from his employment with Albina Asphalt. The potential conflicts arose from his involvement in soliciting bids for chip seal oil, including from his own company, as well as participation in general discussions of the project. The actual conflicts arose from his participation in the discussion to award contracts to Albina, even though he did not vote as mayor. The stipulated final order in your meeting books provides that in lieu of civil penalty, he will receive a letter of education, and therefore we are recommending approval of the order.
Okay, thank you. Any questions for staff? Yes, Commissioner King.
Thank you. Susan, do you know what his plan is in the future for how he's going to handle this sort of thing?
Well, he is no longer mayor. He's now a council member. And, in fact, when the 2019 contract came before the council and he was a council member, he did disclose the conflict of interest in that state.
But with respect to, like, sending out the bid request and all that in the future, do you think that they understand? Has that city been educated? Like, did they get a training? And
they haven't, and that is part of our recommendation for him. He has been receptive, but it's a city of 300 people. It's difficult to get people in the same room.
Yeah. It sounds like in these small cities, it's going to come up a lot because they all have their own real jobs that they bid for. And, you know, they just need to be educated that they have to be removed from all aspects of the solicitation, the interviewing, the voting, and, you know, it's not just the voting.
Right, and that's how he had understood it, as we discussed during the preliminary interview and so forth, that it was that he needed education, as did the other members of the city.
Because if we, you know, rather than trying to get them all in the same room, I wonder if we could, I don't know, write as part of a letter of education or as follow-up, maybe sort of a short summary of what we recommend them doing. I remember we had one last time of somebody who was the surveyor and, you know, needed help with bidding. And it seems like they're going to need something written down so that they can look at it and say, aha, okay, I can't bid on this. And here's how I do it. I assign it to somebody else. I stay out of it. Someone else, you know, sort of a step-by-step thing rather than just our sort of one-pager letter of education. We might want to beef up some of the education just so that they have true guidance. Because I believe they don't want to violate the Ethics Act, but they may not know how not to.
I think we could do that.
With that, I move approval of the staff recommendation on the stipulated final order.
We have a motion to approve the stipulated final order. Any discussion on the motion? All right, with that, we'll go to a roll call vote.
Commissioner Edwards? Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner Keene?
Aye.
Commissioner Starr?
Aye.
Chair Sosa?
Aye.
Motion passes.
All right. So I think at this point we will probably move into executive session.
For the record, there are a few more
handle correspondence
hoping for parties to arrive.
Okay.
Right.
Fair enough. All right. With that, we have items 24 through 26, which are staff opinions, non-action items. But is there anything that staff wants to discuss or point out in regard to these items?
No.
No? Okay. All right.
Here, I would just have a quick compliment for the staff, because while there's no action necessary in these cases, I really appreciate the tone, character, and content of these letters. I also appreciate the fact that individuals are asking for an opinion, a perception, which is to their credit, and it's to our staff's credit for the response. So I really appreciate having a chance to be these three in this case.
I agree. I second that.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay. Well, moving on then to item number 27, regarding Jim O'Baker.
This is kind of I warned you that we're going to bring up some old cases that just basically have been out there for a long time, and we have really no way ending them. So, Mr. Baker was the manager for the Blight Water District. This was back in 2009. At the end of it, Mr. Baker had asked for a contested case. However, then Mr. Baker disappeared, and we were unable to find Mr. Baker. I believe we may know where he's at now, but the amount of time that has passed, what we're recommending is that we just vacate the previous order and dismiss the complaint and do an administrative. He's no longer a public official, just basically administratively in the case board.
All right. Any questions? Yes, Commissioner Fiskum.
I was just going to ask for a reminder of what the underlying charge was.
The board of the water district brought the complaint that he had violated the theft by writing checks to himself for overtime and then use of the district's credit card at Staples and some, you know, I guess, dry goods store or something. I mean, Bly is very small. And use of the gas card. It did total at the time $9,000. The Clackamas County attorney did look at it potentially as a criminal case, but part of the problem both for them and us was that the water district's records were basically in shambles. They didn't have records as much. And so building the case on the criminal side was impossible. And even our investigator, Beth, at the time noted in the file that there were evidentiary problems because of the documentation.
I think it's fair to point out, too, that he had filed a complaint against the board also for getting free water, but he had offered them free water for being board members, so basically they were compensating themselves with water from the district. And so it was both ends were complaining about each other. They were kind of fighting in that water district event. So,
can I just ask a follow-up? So do we think, though, that, I mean, those both sound like maybe the DA or whomever couldn't prove by reasonable doubt for a criminal case, but that perhaps we might be able to prove under our standard of proof. Do you believe that? If we could find this person, would you proceed? Because I guess I'm wondering if vacating is the right thing or else just, you know, having an outstanding claim that we might deem, you know, that we can never collect, but rather than vacating the actual order against them. I'm just wondering about the thoughts that went into that.
Well, my concern is, and Amy, you can chime in here if you'd like, but is that we had problems with the evidence back in 2009 because of the record keeping there. And when he asked for a contested case, the burden's on us to prove that he has done that. And so if the records were bad in 2009, I'm concerned that the records will be completely non-existent in 2019. Because we can't just find him. He hasn't, because he asked for a contested case. So we'd have to go to a contested case with him.
We have to do something.
And we would have to prove that he did take those funds and he did use the credit card and those things. And like I said, we were having problems with evidence 10 years ago, and I think it would be almost impossible because this water district, well, they just didn't keep the records like they should be. Mm-hmm. So that's my concern. And so I understand, I hate to let these things go, but I think we would lose in a contested case, even if I can find him. Mm-hmm. And
if it was just this old, it would be hard, but it's old and the records weren't there in the first place. It sounds impossible to me, really difficult.
Is there an option of just letting it hang on the books? I guess I'm thinking
we won't have a final order, though. We'll just have this thing that's not a final order.
Yeah.
There's nothing that's really there except this sort of hanging out there non-final order that we can't finalize.
I'm wondering if vacating gives the impression that we've made a decision that it didn't, that there was no violation.
I don't think that it necessarily does. No, and also not having a non-final order doesn't say that we found a violation either.
Yeah.
So
right,
I think the cleanest thing to do is what's being recommended.
Right. Mr. Chair, I the question is a similar one to my colleague to my left, Ms. Keene. With all due respect to the attorneys who are advising us on all of this, I'm a little hesitant to move forward with an action on our part to dismiss something. The effect of vacating something and dismissing something might be the same, but as a non-attorney, vacating something for lack of time, for reasons of the lapsing of time, strikes me as a little different than dismissing something, which to me connotes that we don't think there was a violation. I appreciate the point about not necessarily being able, given the paucity of records, to prove something in a contested case, but just affirmatively dismissing something gives me questions. And Mr. Burson, please argue with me.
All I would say is that I think we got to look at these as some of these cases, like, we have to hold them on the books unless we come up with a final order. And in 10 years, I've been unable to come up with a final order on this case. And, you know, you could put that on myself here. But this person has, like I said, was a problem with record keeping at the time. Is it a problem with catching up to? Even now, we think we may know where he's at, but we don't know for sure where he's at. We think he actually spent maybe a little time incarcerated. That was why it was difficult to find. So what I'm trying to do is, you know, clean up the books. I mean, we can certainly, it's laid there for 10 years. I mean, this is not an emergency, but I told you I'd made a recommendation that we're going to start cleaning up these old cases. This is the oldest one out there. And last meeting you saw, we kind of did the same thing with the case. I think it's on the record, like Amy had said, that we did find violations, but we're vacating it because we have no way of administratively enforcing that because we can't get to a final order. So
I also believe if we took this in front of an ALJ 10 years later, that they would dismiss it, because that's a really long time to hang someone out there and have them be able to produce evidence too. So I just think this is the cleanest way to deal with it.
Yes, Commissioner Pissett.
Friendly rejoinder to what you just said. It's also possible to look at Mr. Baker holding us out there for 10 years. Us being the state of Oregon, the Ethics Commission, previous to my service, he's holding us out there as well. And that, I understand what you said about the ALJ, because you could be right on with regard to I'd be more comfortable if the ALJ dismissed it. Pardon me, to be personal, if I dismissed it. But
then he would be entitled to attorney fees.
Yeah.
Which would be a really bad result.
Good point, Dan. Good point.
Yeah, I don't disagree with you.
Okay, team, I'm actually parking in the parking lot, so I'm going to jump off, and I will see you in a second.
Thank you.
Perfect.
Shall I hold
the wolf?
We're downstairs.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, we have to
hold
for the quorum.
Mm-hmm.
She'll be here in 5 minutes.
I didn't.
She will once she walks in.
Yeah.
We're on a recess.
We're on a recess. Yeah, next 5 minutes.
Virginia, do you want to have Pammy come down? And
Pammy's already down.
All right, we're...
Monica.
And would you mind calling Dan when you're up there?
Let's blame ODOT, okay?
I was this morning.
That's the spirit.
And they're my friends.
Matt retired, and now the whole place is on the shampoo.
I
can't feel it right left.
Yeah,
I
was
going to
go
off the
gate early.
It's not funny.
If you wanted Virginia,
I'd first
need to calm down.
I'm not going to Portland, just for the record.
Going back was terrible too. They were doing something. The other side was completely jammed going north. Yeah, it was bad.
Wait, I just completely missed it. Thanks to the good old phone.
Well, I got to see some beautiful country this morning.
Yeah.
Going out through Newburgh. Yeah.
Why?
It's really nice. These 30-mile-an-hour speed zones. Right. I'm like.
So from Hillsboro, coming down on, is it 99 on that side? How long did it take?
Oh, hour and 25.
Okay.
Did you think about putting a bid in for the Evergreen guy's house there in Dundee?
Yeah.
Oh, is he selling?
He's been selling for a long time. He starts at 2.5.
Evergreen helicopters, et cetera.
Yeah.
But he spent 18 building it.
Oh. Yeah.
So it's a deal.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. 46 acres on the land,
you know.
That is a very cool museum if you ever get
I've never been there.
Oh, it's incredible. And there are World War II, that's the Evergreen Aviation Museum, that are there talking about the planes that they flew. And really amazing.
Fascinating stuff.
It's really well worth the trip.
I bet.
I want to know how Alice and you launched over this.
I went on 99.
Your phone told you to do it.
I often don't check it, but today
I didn't think it would be that bad. No, I've been coming down this week, but this was worse.
I also got caught on the Hawthorne Bridge. I left my house at like 7:15.
Well, thank you for your perseverance. Serving the state of Oregon.
Oh, I'm holding up for something way stronger than coffee.
Well, with that, shall we go back on the are we waiting for Virginia?
The gavel.
We wait for Virginia, or should we?
If we have a motion, we can take care of it, too.
Okay.
Yeah, you can.
We're on the stipulated final.
So, we're on miscellaneous item.
Miscellaneous item number
27.
Page 159.
So, okay. All right. Well, with that, then, we are back in session, still discussing item number 27. Were there any more questions for staff on this one?
Move approval of the staff recommendation.
All right. We have a motion to approve. Any discussion? Yes, Commissioner Fiskin.
I just have one more question before I vote on this motion. Mr. Burson, what's the deficit for the commission in just simply leaving this in the file for more years than 10?
Well, you know, I mean, I'm sure every administrator out there would like to have a clean slate that's out there. I mean, we put our, I want to say our, kind of our case records in the book for you folks to review. You know, like I said, it's been there for 10 years. I can't sit here and argue that it's an emergency, but I did make a commitment to the commission that we would clean up these old ones, and they're all going to look a lot like this. These are ones that you folks have voted to find violations, and we have simply not been able to close them out. And so this is the oldest one, but most of them are, say, to that point that Amy had talked about earlier, that an administrative law judge would look and say, you know, you had a, you should have done this earlier. And so, like I say, the burden's on us to prove it, and I'm telling you, I can't prove this.
Mr. King.
Thank you, Chair. I think I'm persuaded by the fact that our legal counsel and our executive director do not believe that we can prevail, because I think in that case, if we don't have the proof, then I do not think it is serves justice to have this standing out there. I don't necessarily think that just the passage of time would require that, or the fact that we can't find the person, because then that rewards them for hiding. And even if we have something on the books for decades, if we believe we have the evidence, if we can only find them, I would suggest, you know, I'll probably in the future not want to dismiss something, but I'm persuaded by our legal counsel and executive director in this case saying that because of the lack of evidence due to the bad record keeping of the associated agency that we couldn't win, I believe this is the best thing to do. So I'll be voting in favor of staff's recommendation.
I will just say, Chair, that we'll make sure that is part of our presentation on these in the future, on what we actually our confidence level and whether we can win and contest a case. So thank you.
Any further discussion? We have a motion from Commissioner Starr, so we'll go to a roll call vote.
Mm-hmm. Commissioner Edwards?
Aye.
Commissioner Fiskum?
Aye.
Commissioner King?
Aye.
Commissioner Mason is not here. And it looks like Vice Chair Sosa.
Commissioner Starr.
Starr. Sorry. Commissioner Starr.
Your
I see you have a check here because you made the motion. And Vice Chair Sosa.
Aye.
Thank you.
Passes unanimously. All right. Okay. Well, now I think we can move into executive session. So we are now going to be moving into executive session to consider the pursuant to ORS 244.2604D and ORS 192.6851 and possible own motion preliminary reviews pursuant to ORS 244.2602D. So,
Vice Chair.